The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May the word of God be a lamp on my lips, on my heart. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of King Herod, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word that I too may go and do him homage." After their audience with the king, they set out, and behold, the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And it was a dark and stormy morning. You're zipping around in your Miata, raining cats and dogs, you come upon a bus stop. No shelter at this bus stop, but there are three people waiting for the bus. There's an older woman who looks like she's on the verge of collapsing. An old friend of yours who once saved your life. The perfect woman or man that you've been dreaming about. Now, your little sports car only seats one more. Who do you give a ride to? Now, before you answer, know that this dilemma was once on a job application. So who do you choose to offer the ride? Is it the woman, the stranger in need? This good friend to whom you owe your life? Or the woman or man that you're sure to spend the rest of your life with? Who do you choose? Is it need, loyalty, or love that makes the choice? The person that was hired out of 200 applicants answered it in this way. "Well, I would give my car keys to my best friend, and I would tell him to take the woman to the hospital. And then I would wait there at the bus stop with the love of my life. And I don't think either one of us would pay any attention to how wet we were." Is that the answer you came up with? Very few would. Certainly I did not. I had a completely different answer. But it takes looking at the problem different. And I suspect it took seeing the star different for those magi from the east to be able to find Jesus out in the middle of nowhere. This new year, the new year ahead, we too are called to see differently, to be able to see Christ, see Jesus where he couldn't possibly be found, to make choices that lead us closer to God. We'll have to do some things differently. Things that we're not used to doing. That's difficult. It's hard. We would much rather be doing the same old thing, much more comfortable, following the same pattern. But the Lord sends us forward in one way, just as he did the Magi from the east. And then he calls us back by another way. And always, always at the service of the precious one that we find in our midst.